Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Today, a look at playing third base. They call it the hot corner, and for good reason. Right-handed batters, which are most batters, hit the ball harder and faster toward the third baseman than to any other player on the field. Here's why. The batter starts his swing with the bat at rest, moving at 0 miles per hour and accelerating as it comes forward. Yes, he begins with the backswing, but there is a point at which the bat stops dead when it changes from a backward movement to a forward movement. The farther around the bat comes, the faster it is moving. Major League Baseball power hitters have a swing that peaks at about 115 miles per hour. Good softball players can develop a bat speed of about 80 miles per hour. But that maximum speed is reached after the bat crosses the plate. So you hit the ball harder when you hit it out in front of you. And when you hit it out in front of you, it will go toward the third baseman. If you hit the ball before your bat crosses the plate, your bat speed is only about 30 miles per hour, and those hits go toward first base. Because the third baseman has to deal with the hardest hit balls, the first rule for third baseman is protect yourself. Wear a mouth guard, wear a cup, wear shin guards, wear a face mask, whatever you feel you need, and be ever alert. Except for line drives back to the pitcher, who is much closer to the batter, third base is the most dangerous position on the field. So, you're a new third baseman. What should you know? Let's look at some basic strategy for playing third base. First, glove size. I discussed this with several seasoned third basemen, and I learned there's really no agreement here. About half of them prefer a larger glove, 13 or 14 inches, because it gives them a larger target for the ball and a little more protection from a bad hop. But the other half swear by a smaller glove, because they say the ball gets lost in a big glove and they can't transfer it to their throwing hand quickly enough to make a play. So we'll just have to say that glove size is up to you. Things move so fast at third base that you really have to stay alert and on top of the game. Before each pitch, tell yourself two things. Where you will throw the ball if it comes to you as a line drive, and where you will throw it if it's a grounder. On pop-ups, call for the ball if you're going to catch it. It's easy to collide with your pitcher or shortstop if you don't yell out immediately. Charge slow-rolling balls. Don't wait for them to get to you. If it's moving slowly enough, grab the ball with your throwing hand rather than your glove. But be sure to practice this move a lot. It can be tricky, especially if your hands are small. When the outfielder or cutoff man is throwing the ball to third to try to get a runner out, stand on third base. Don't go out into the outfield a few feet. You need to be in position to make the tag. And don't reach way out in front of you to make the catch. Let the ball come all the way into you and catch the ball against your body. The ball is coming to you faster than you could move it yourself by reaching out to catch it and then pulling it in for the tag. Phil Denman, a veteran third baseman from Oakland, California, has several tips for playing the position. He likes to charge any ball that isn't a rocket, and he tries to avoid those short hops. He keeps his head in the game, and the first time through the batting order, he makes a mental note of the hitters who pull the ball to third, and then he plays them closer to the foul line when they come up again. Phil likes to move a little bit when the pitch is on its way. This bothers the batter, and maybe makes him try to change where he hits the ball at the last second, and that can mean trouble for the batter. With left-handed batters, Phil moves a couple of steps farther from the foul line, closer to the shortstop. If the shortstop is playing too close to second base, Phil says, don't be tempted to move toward him. If you do, you're almost sure to get burned with a hit down the foul line. Jonathan Pinkey, who holds down third base for his team in Brandon, Florida, says you should learn to throw sidearm when you're throwing to second base. This makes it less likely that the second baseman will have to dig your throw out of the dirt. He likes to stand a couple of steps deeper than he really wants to play. Then he comes in those two steps as the pitcher releases the ball. This way, he's on the balls of his feet rather than on his heels, and he gets a quicker jump on the ball when it's hit. Jonathan also watches the batter's stance carefully. If the batter has an open stance, that is, he's facing more toward third base, he's more likely to hit the ball down the foul line, so Jonathan shades him that way. And with a closed stance, he's likely to hit it more toward the shortstop. Jonathan says that if there's a runner on third who seems to be in a self-defensive stance or a bit nervous about the batter, that might mean the batter often hits down the line, so Jonathan moves closer to the foul line. Jonathan's last tip is that it's okay to cut off the shortstop on a grounder, because you, as the third baseman, will be moving toward first base when you're fielding in such a situation, and you have an easier throw than the shortstop would have. I'll have more tips on playing third base in a later show, If you have some ideas to add, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at slowpitchbook.com. Thanks for listening, and check out my book at slowpitchbook.com. In the softball corner, I'm Dan Hughes.